This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders helping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
How low will they go? Pelosi and Mnuchin eyeing lower COVID-19 aid package through the end of 2020. How low are they going to go?
Well, we're not going to go really anywhere right now because the House is on vacation until September the 14th. Then they come back for really only 2 weeks, and they take all of October off.
Well,
so, I don't think they're going anywhere.
Well, they can bring what they call a quorum back to do whatever they want to do if they want to. It's been done before. I remember doing that under Obama's administration.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, we've got unspent money already, lots of it from the first PPP. So some of that unspent money has necessarily been suggested for the states when they have to pick up 25% of the $400 a week unemployment. That's how much money is still unspent. So, they can be in some talks, but I don't think there's going to be any kind of legislation right now.
Okay, well, we did have an executive order by the president, actually four of them signed over the weekend. They're talking about, oh, it's unconstitutional, he can't do that. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Where were they when Barack Obama was doing all this?
Well, in 2011 and 2012, the Obama administration cut the payroll taxes by 2 percentage points.
Sure did.
And Nancy Pelosi was all in on that one. So I just want you to know of the hypocrisy already of Pelosi. The reason that Trump had to sign four separate ones is because in case there's going to be a legal challenge to any of them. So extending the unemployment benefits, I think, is the one that they would necessarily want to challenge. They don't really have a leg to stand on the payroll tax cuts because there's already precedence on that one. And preventing evictions or extending the student loan relief was already in the proposal by the Democrats. So the only one that they would necessarily challenge would be extending the unemployment benefits.
Now, I know you said you hadn't looked at the article, but I'm going to bring this up because I brought it up with Kyle Warren. I'm going to bring it up with you, and then I'm going to bring it up again with Frank Silvato in the next hour. The New York Post put out an article about Joe Biden and company. It's called the Five Bidens. That's what he called them. The most corrupt political family in America, the Biden family, because they got not just $1 billion or so, but the word says billions. They got billions from the Ukraine, China, and Russia while Joe Biden was in politics.
Well, they may have forgotten one because there was also Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. The brother had a contract there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, now, how many people across the United States that would necessarily vote, including most of the independents, are going to read the New York Post? I would say slim to none.
That's right.
I'm happy the New York Post did it, but they're going to be necessarily the only outlet out there that has even mentioned this kind of thing.
Nobody else will mention it, I bet you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
But it also talks about the son-in-law, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the brother James, and he's really a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where this all necessarily goes and see how many actually catch the memo somewhere along the line.
An interesting development over the weekend. Kamala Harris is being, advised or suggested she might want to consider withdrawing her name from, considered to be the VP candidate to possibly becoming the Democratic National Committee chairwoman, because it looks like as if there's a big movement afoot to get Susan Rice in there as the VP candidate.
Yeah, from a talent standpoint, from a skill standpoint, resume, I would think that Susan Rice would be a better VP pick. And both, you've got Karen Bass. Now, she's got some baggage that she's bringing along with her that I think is going to cause some
Cuba.
Cuba.
Wait till the South Floridians get that one going. Okay, hold on there, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you think the longtime Cubans exiles that are down there that are now American citizens are going to vote for her with her comments about Fidel, ain't going to happen. Go ahead, Kathy. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And on this Monday morning, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the Balance of Nature folks. Now, let me tell you something. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I've got an idea for you, because it's working for me. It's called Balance of Nature and the fruits and veggie capsules that you can take. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, what it's done for me, and my doctor agrees with me now, since I've been taking this, my blood pressure has stabilized, and I no longer have to take blood pressure medication. Yay, yay. And then the other thing it's done for me is I've lost some weight, which I needed to do, and I've been told a long time ago to start losing a little bit of weight, which I did. And again, I don't want a snack, because this eating fruits and veggies like the way you do, taking it with a tablet, it just doesn't make you hungry anymore at night like it used to with me. So go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember, balanceofnature.com, the product code is RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. How are you doing?
I'm good.
As I told you, here he is, our favorite answer question taker here. Let's go with Bag M and Bob. Yes, sir.
Hello, Captain.
I told you you were going to call.
You're guessed right. He's a lucky man.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I saw an article on Breitbart. There's a new book out by a HarperCollins, one of the editors there, called Jerome Collins, of the 50
yep.
things you don't that they don't want you to know about Trump. and I was reading them, and the publisher says you'll be stunned by the many Trump accomplishments that just aren't reported by the powers that be. And I thought that this would be this type of thing, those 50 things. I was reading down many different accomplishments or many different things. Is that why can't they put this on in an infomercial type thing or a commercial on TV and list these things? Because these things are not being published that much by the major. And if they could purchase segments on major ABC, NBC, MSNBC, those type of networks, are they able to purchase those type of segments and just make a campaign commercial out of this type of thing where they can list these different things? And a lot of them were about the black people, things that he's done for the blacks. And the other thing I want to ask Denise is, how are we coming along with our disengagement with China as far as making things that we need over here, such as medical, but not only that, things like rare earth and all that type of stuff? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All righty, and go ahead and answer whichever one you want.
Well, they are making, they've got a lot of commercials that are in the can, speaking of the campaign, and what commercials may be playing in the state of Florida are not the same ones that may be playing in Kansas or Colorado or Michigan, for instance. So, I mean, you know, when Trump is a private citizen was also a very generous man. I mean, he would read a newspaper article and it would grab at his heartstrings, and you know, he'd fire off a $10,000 check to help somebody out.
That's right.
He's offered to pay for funerals and whatnot. You may remember Andrew Tamaresi. He was the Marine that got caught at the border,
Mexico,
from California and Mexico, and ended up in a prison down there that had to just dig. You know, that the whole thing was a mess for a lot of years. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but once he was finally released, he actually sent Andrew Tamaresi $10,000 because he wanted to start a business.
Yep.
And so Trump sent him $10,000 to do that. So there's a lot of things about Trump that a lot of people don't understand. And I don't think that his campaign is necessarily telling all of the stories that the right way or that need to be told. So I agree with that. As far as decoupling with China, we are doing as much as we possibly can, but it's like sitting on a knife's edge here because let's not forget we don't want China to default on the trade deal. And the reason that's the biggest issue has to do with our farmers and our agricultural sector.
Yep.
We've already bailed the farmers out once, and we don't want to necessarily have to do that again. We're not in the, we're just not, in that kind of money situation where we can continue to just bail out industry sectors. So, but, China needs food. They need to have product that our farmers are turning out. They absolutely have to have it. They're in a bad way. So, it's going to be very strategic and very slow. So we're doing the corruption side of the ledger first, before we try some of these other things. And we're trying to certainly help out some of these governments that have been caught in what is known as debt trapping by the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of debt trapping, Joe Biden came out and said that the payroll tax cut was going to hurt Social Security. It was going to damage it seriously. And then, 2 days later, he reversed course and said, oh, no, it won't. But the reason it won't is because even though they're withholding they're going to stop withholding the taxes till the end of the year, come January, they would pay what they didn't pay for the next couple of 3 months or whatever.
They would pay as recovery happens, yes.
Yep. And again, this is another case where people just aren't telling the truth. Speaking of not telling the truth, how about Senator Tom Cotton that said that New York Times has now been exposed as the laughingstock, as he, I believe, is suing the New York Times right now, is he not?
He may be. There is some of that. Maybe not. I'm not sure that he is. I think Nicholas Sandman was one that was suing the New York Times. But understand something. What what the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN, you know, I would say corporate media has done is really kind of a remarkable thing. I mean, they are supposed to be the checks and balances. They're supposed to be, without fear or favor, reporters, journalists that are telling a story. I would challenge any of those media outlets to see if they have any journalists on the streets of Seattle or Portland so they can report in real time. I would, you know, I can tell you that they probably don't.
No.
So, we can go all the way back to a fellow by the name of Walter Duranty. You remember that name?
Yeah, but I can't place it what it's from.
Okay, well, he was a Pulitzer Prize winner for the New York Times that was very pro-Stalin. And, you know, there were people that were trying to report on what Stalin had done to Ukraine with the starvation and what they'd done to the farmers, and they were killing millions and millions and millions of Ukrainians. And the New York Times refused to print any of that. But I'll tell you who ended up finally doing the work, or printing it, as a result of a few journalists. And that is Hearst. So we can go all the way back to the Stalin era, and these journalists, these newspapers, are in some cases likely subsidized by some of these corrupt governments through front companies in order to only write things that are positive. So, yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise.
And finally, the Black Lives Matter leader who injured the New York Police Department officer had his charges reduced, causing absolute outrage amongst the already upset police union in New York City. And I'm telling you, the things I heard in some of the chat rooms yesterday were unbelievable.
Well, if anybody had watched Mark Levin last night, the most key thing that he said was rule of law. And rule of law means that you take law and you apply it equally under the circumstances.
Yep.
And we clearly know that is not happening.
Yep.
So that was probably, and he even said, those that keep saying no one's, you know, above the law or the rule of law, they don't know what that it means. Yep. You know, certainly from law school 101.
You are right, and here comes the music in my ears, so we will let everybody know that we will see you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and we want them all to check out founderscode.com, don't we?
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, will be back tomorrow morning, and we'll be back right after these messages with our next military and veterans news segment. Got some new wrinkles to the story on a couple of stories here we told you about last hour. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we have experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you are looking to change the occupation you're in because maybe you lost your job or maybe the job you had wasn't paying you all that much money to begin with, we got an idea for you, and here it comes right now. It's called the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is a career, not just a job, a career. And here's the deal, okay? You can go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and take a look at all they have to offer. The amazing thing is that before you even graduate from the National Aviation Academy, 95% of the time, you'll have a job opportunity already in your hand. Now, that job opportunity will pay you around $60,000 a year to start on a basic 40-hour week. That does not include overtime. That does not include if you were to go overseas, because you would be paid a lot more money than that to go overseas, a six-figure salary. Maybe you'd go to work for a foreign aircraft company, an airline. Maybe you go to work for a government contractor if you could get it, because there is a line a mile long to get the job working overseas for government contractors. You might well expect you can make a six-figure salary and half of it will be forgiven, because that's the way they do it, working for government contractors doing military work overseas, which is what you'd probably be doing if you did that. Now, all that being said, you need to go to the website, NAA.edu. Now, after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. Well, a couple of things have popped up in the military news since our last hour. Number one, as military travel bans are lifting now, the Department of Defense is releasing new moving guidances and some different changes when it comes to money, what they'll pay and where they'll pay it at. So you might want to pay close attention to that. By the way, there is a plan now for a Medal of Honor monument in Washington, D.C. It has gotten a boost from the Senate. It could become a reality sooner rather than later. We'll wait and we'll see. And the Department of Defense is going to assess the female troops' reproductive health for the first time in decades, which is a good thing for the ladies, because they really haven't done much of anything in, I'd say, 3 decades to help the ladies out in that respect. So this time they will. So that's good news. Also, Army cost estimates on the next generation vehicle programs need some more work, according to the government accounting organization that's out there. We told you last hour that the remains of the missing Marines and a sailor have been recovered from the sunken amphibious vehicle, which was recovered with the remains inside. They will be buried with full military honors, and a full investigation is going on into whatever happened. Remember the movie actor Matthew Broderick? Well, he was talking with U.S. troops and their families at a get-together that he was at about the movie he did called Glory, where he played the part of a Union officer in charge of a black brigade. And it was a true story, by the way, based on something that happened during the Civil War. I remember watching the movie. It was very interesting, to say the least. Very interesting. And being as how it was historic as it was, that made it even more interesting, watching history unfold right there on the television. And he also talked about his other movie that everybody seems to remember, Ferris Bueller. Remember that? Ferris Bueller. Always, always, always coming up with something. By the way, the Army continues to move forward with their training, and doesn't seem that much of anything is bothering them at the moment when it comes to the COVID-19 thing, and I'm going to call it thing. I won't call it pandemic anymore. I'll call it thing. By the way, the COVID-19 unemployment crisis may be turning around now for veterans as numbers are getting better for jobs. The unemployment rate fell by 2 percentage points to 8.2% for veterans in July, which is two percentage points ahead of regular unemployment, I do believe. I think that was 10.2 from memory. In addition, remember the Green Berets the ex-Green Berets that went down to Venezuela that foiled, tried to get Maduro out of power deal where they got caught. Somebody blew the whistle on them. They obviously got caught. Well, they've been sentenced to 20 years each after the Venezuela attack. Not very smart boys, but we'll see how that plays out. And I don't know. Maybe they can weave baskets while they're in the jail down there in Venezuela. Gee whiz, stupid. By the way, there's a tentative agreement for the shipyard in Maine. They've reached with a union there, which will increase the employees' wages there 3% over 3 years. It's a 9% increase, 3 by 3 by 3. We'll see how that works up. West Point cadets also this summer have been busy at Camp Bruckner, the incoming freshman class, wrapping up their summer training. Now they get to wrap up 2 weeks of isolation to make sure none of them came down positive with COVID. And I talked about this in the last hour, and somebody asked me a question about this who was in Alaska. They didn't quite understand what I said. There is a program, it goes back to 1906, that allows American or Alaskan natives, in other words, Indians, to get 160 acres of land given to them by the government. Well, now a program called the Dingell Act, Congress passed it, expanded the window to apply for land and removed the occupancy provision. In other words, you don't need to be a resident of Alaska to qualify for this. So how about that? How about that? And we'll see how all of that weighs out here, you know, things that are going on. By the way, India is banning imports of 101 items of military equipment. How about that? Also, Private First Class Brandon Rosecrans' body was discovered back on May the 18th while his Jeep Renegade was found on fire about 4 miles away. A man has been arrested and charged in that murder. Another situation going on, like we talked about in hour number one, where the current commander of Fort Hood, who was being reassigned to Fort Blitz to take command of the 1st Armored Division, that has been withheld at the moment pending the investigation at Fort Hood. And a $2 million only cash bond has been set for the Luke Airman charged with that murder in Arizona. Remember that? The death of Sasha Klaus. All right, we'll be right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us right about now. She and her husband Don are out there in the horse stable getting things ready. And because they operate the D&D stables up there in Carrollton, Georgia, which is right there in 1330 WLBB territory, and they're right up the road just a little bit from the Fort Benning boys and girls, a big hoo-ha out there to all you guys and gals. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at BoomerNaturals.com. I'll get it right in a minute. And, of course, they're the ones that make those great, highly rated consumer face covers with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth and sizes for adults and children, too. Now, they're in stock right now, and they ship to you fast, and these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may, in fact, enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer also donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So, Go to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. They also have various wellness products in there, too. So that's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. And joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Morning.
You're going to be up there in the heat today, there, friend.
Ah, it's all good. No problem.
All right. Well, you could handle it down here, so you can handle it up there, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, I've got several people that wanted to know what your reaction would be, and I'm going to ask this in a little different way, but to the president's executive orders over the weekend. For example, the Congress could not come to an agreement. We know that. So the president decided to do some things, what he could do on his own, and he issued an executive order about evictions, about unemployment, about the payroll tax, and about student loans. And the people just wanted to know, is there any one of these that was better than the others, or are they all about the same?
They're all about the same. I mean, you take a look at the payroll tax. It didn't cancel it.
No.
It just suspended it. I mean, it means you're going to have to pay it eventually. You're going to have to pay it back. And, you know, that is going to run into some problems. The clever thing about it is that it's now an election issue. So Biden's going to be asked about the payroll tax and whether or not you're going to force people to pay it back. And, you know, basically it's a middle-class tax cut because the people getting the tax reprieve, you have to be making, I think it's like less than $105,000 a year. It's a little something. It's basically a campaign issue right now. The student loans, evictions, obviously these are going to be helpful for people that are in dire straits right now that have those issues facing them. Is this you know, general stimulus for the overall economy? No, it's not. So I guess you're going to have to pick and choose. I mean, certain people are going to benefit from this, others are not. The payroll tax thing is going to be now, is that's a campaign issue, is going to be an interesting battle moving forward.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is his website. Stephen Moore came out again on one of the Sunday shows and was questioned about the economy, and his comment back was the V-shaped recovery is still on course.
I mean, things are especially when it comes to bigger business out there. They're going pretty well. I mean, one of the things that I think a lot of people were surprised by is how well big business and corporations were able to adapt to this using technology and working from home. So that area of the economy didn't take that big of a hit. But still, you know, I yesterday had to run some errands, and there's a, you know, almost like a major, you want to almost look at it almost like a Gandhi Boulevard type, not even so much a Gandhi Boulevard, almost like a Kennedy Boulevard type of situation. A lot of stores, and whatnot on it, down where I live, Jericho Turnpike, and there's just a lot of small businesses that are just, they're done. And it's going to be tough on the overall economy and getting them back.
Well, it's like that here right now, but what I'm noticing is that there's other places coming in that may not be a business per se, but they might be, say, an office or a small manufacturing company, you know, things like that. There's a little different twist on what was in there to begin with.
Well, manufacturing, we have to continue to try to bring back American manufacturing from overseas and from China, and I think that that's something that we're going to continue to push for here in the United States. Have to. Have to bring a lot of these supply chains back. And I think that that's going to be a key to rebuilding our economy here in the United States. But again, for a lot of small businesses out there, it's tough. But when there's losers, there's winners. I have a home gym at my house here. And, you know, I wanted a couple new pieces of equipment. I went yesterday to the store to pick them up, and the wait for the equipment is quite long. I mean, I'm talking to the guy there. He said he's never been so busy in his entire life because the gyms are still shut down.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't think that they don't even know if they're ever going to open up. The way Cuomo's going right now, it's pretty much indefinite. So, you know, another business benefits by the demise of another one, I guess.
Yeah, then you got the governor of New Jersey. He's doing the same thing, right?
Well, yeah. There was a big national news, the gym in New Jersey, the fellow kicking down the doors and whatnot. Here in where I live, it's some brand new facilities, LA Fitnesses that just went up prior to the thing, or they're shut down permanently. They're not going to reopen up. They're too big of a space and too much overhead, and it's, you know, a lot of big empty buildings around.
Now, the gold standard in the oil business for years was Saudi Arabia's Aramco Oil, correct?
Yes, it's actually, they recently went public.
And their profit has plunged, and we all know why. Price of oil is down. Then the price of oil slipped up a little bit. Futures were at $48 a barrel last week, 49 one day. Now they're back down to 47, 46 on one market I'm looking at here. And we're starting to see signs of an oil market recovery, but still the price of gasoline, wholesale price of gasoline last week dropped almost 6 cents a gallon, and we're starting to see prices go backwards, but they never go back as quickly as they go upward.
The way that gasoline and oil are, even though oil is obviously makes gasoline, oil is used in many other products as well. So they're two completely different markets. I mean, petroleum is used in plastics and all sorts of different things. So it's not just there. Saudi Arabia has announced that they're going to try to cut back on the production right now to try to get the price up again. I mentioned that yesterday. So they're going to try to, you know, amp down the overall production in the hopes of trying to get the price of oil back up.
Now, the top U.S. mall operator, Simon, is having problems, and they're facing a lot of pandemic pain. That's what the article looks at. I'm looking at.
Well, and there's been, what they're trying to do right now is there's the idea of turning some of these anchor tenant mall spaces like JCPenney's,
yep,
and Lord & Taylor, these big spaces into Amazon fulfillment centers. So that's coming down the pike too. I mean, I've had some other suggestions in regards to malls from assisted living facilities, rethinking assisted living facilities, schools would be another one that they could be used for. So there's a myriad of things that many of these malls that have kind of gone by the wayside could be used for. I hope the whole country doesn't turn into Amazon Inc. I really don't.
Yeah, very well could, with airplanes and with trucks. And by the way, there was some big deal mentioned that they're looking at electric vehicles now to go electric to keep in with the climate change thing, and they're talking about buying maybe 100,000 vehicles.
All right, well, listen, and obviously they're going to do stuff that's going to benefit their cost structure as well. I don't know if they're, sometimes you see some virtue signaling when it comes to corporations to try to keep people off their back or when they spend a little bit of extra money. Mm-hmm. The cost of electric vehicles have come down.
Yeah.
So in many cases, maybe some of these vehicles over short run will be beneficial to these companies.
Now, finally, there's some competition in the TikTok U.S. operation buying here. It's called Twitter. Twitter's expressed interest in buying the TikTok operation.
Yeah, it's like I keep thinking Dumb and Dumber. Two companies that make absolutely no sense to me whatsoever getting together. Great. What horrible thing could they come up with next?
I don't know. Sunshine?
I don't know.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. You stay nice and cool up there in the hot city.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, and he's up there, by the way, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He's up there where it's going to be really hot today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.